T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
The government shut down now in its fourth week. Is there any end in sight? Joining us live, Congresswoman Debbie Dingell. Thank you so much for joining us, Congresswoman. Is there any end in sight?
Roberta, we got to find an end. I spent this weekend talking to many government workers, and I think we sometimes forget the people that are impacted. So Secret Service agents, FBI agents, TSA, the men and women that keep the planes safe, the air traffic controllers, the Border and Custom Patrol. They are caught in such catch-22 situations. They need money. TSA officers don't have enough money to drive to work. Many of these couples, Secret Service, FBI, are two government service families, and they're trying to explain to their children why they can't go to their hockey class because they don't have the money when daddy and mom are both working, but they're not getting paid. They're worried about their credit ratings. All of these jobs I just mentioned, because you could be subject to being bribed, require a good credit rating. They don't have money for their mortgage payments and their driver's loans. I am upset. I'm going back, and I have been saying this. I've been saying we are holding public servants hostage. We all need to thank our public servants, but we need to get this figured out.
What is the solution? Because both sides are not budging. President Trump wants $5 billion, more than that. Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer want, well, Nancy Pelosi said she'd give him $1. But the reality is the border wall has been funded for 20 years. Why not now?
I think we all care about national security. And I mean, I don't know anybody, any Democrat or any Republican, that's not a priority. I think we got to, I can't say on air what I want to call this at this point. I'm being more careful these days about language. But the fact of the matter, I talked to Lindsey Graham for 2 hours.
How do you feel about his plan or his idea?
I think that there are all kinds of ideas that we can put on the table that will keep our nation safe. But right now, what I think is morally wrong is these aren't Republicans or Democrats whose everyday lives, who are servicing us. We have no idea if the services that aren't getting done are being put in the middle. Both the Senate passed 98-2. The House passed it last week. Almost unanimously, to fund 6 departments of government through the rest of the year, get those back in the regular order, extend Homeland Security. Lindsey's now staying 3 weeks. That bill that passed the Senate and then the House said February 8th, get back in a regular order, get everybody else back to work, and let's talk. Let's get in a room and talk. Let's end this.
Who needs to give?
You know, why does somebody have to give? Compromise is not a dirty word. Let's get in the room, let's talk, and let's stop holding public servants hostage.
So they both need to give.
Yeah.
Both,
yeah. Compromise isn't a bad word. And everybody cares about national security. Let's get a package that, I mean, the wall is a symbol of division, and now it's become a bigger symbol of division just with this 3-week shutdown. But there's technology out there. We know we need more Custom and Border Patrol officers, drones, biometrics. There's a whole, you know, there are packages we should be talking about and doing. But you can't, Friday when we were meeting with people, the word had come out that we were not there for the weekend. And a TSA officer burst into tears. And, you know, I was trying to, and another person that was a Custom and Border Patrol really believe that it could be years. I mean, this is rhetoric that's off there that's impacting real people's lives. And I'll tell you, I had a Secret Service agent that wrote over the weekend about why were we here not doing our job? Why weren't we back there? These people, they are willing to take a bullet for their protectee, protecting them, and they're not getting paid. This is just wrong.
What is your prediction? How do you think this will end?
This weekend I've been worried about this. I've been consistent on what I've been saying to you all. But I don't think I could possibly be the only member of Congress. I know some of my Michigan members shared in the Friday. I probably spent more time than many of them did. I have a lot of the government workers in my district because of the airport and other things. But there are 435 of us, and I know many of them have heard the same stories. We've got to come back and just say, we got to move. I've been working with Fred Upton. Other, you know, people on both sides. The freshman class is very, very, very concerned.
All right. Congresswoman Debbie Dingell, thank you for your time. Enjoy the show today.
I know we're here. This is the last auto show.
In the winter.
I just want to cry. I know, in the winter.
In the winter.
I've been doing this for 30 years. You know how much I've organized the stories, the memories?
Well, you can do it again in June of next year.
And I'll be part of the new and improved.
That's
we're
right.
Moving forward.
Debbie Dingell.
Do you think the government will be open by then?
Yes. I make a prediction the government will be open by the
2020. Whether or not it is, we will have an auto show, though, regardless. All right.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.